I also wanted to note yesterday, House Republicans released a report exposing Joe Biden and his campaign's illegal and unconstitutional collusion with 51 disgraced former intelligence officials, including.
Because guess what?
Hey. I can't hear you.
Oh,
Oh, you're still
sorry.
muted.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Busy schedule?
Yes, very. Oops. Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Well,
Okay. Sorry, I thought I deleted it. Okay, got it.
I just wanted this to be real informal. I just wanted to kind of expose some of the people we know to what to you and your ministries and what you're doing for the kingdom.
Sure.
So I'm
Thank you.
willing to go any direction you want, but it's I'll kind of just let it flow where you want to go and let you tell about what you're involved in ministries today and what you're doing. And I'll probably just quickly introduce you by talking about your story was the one that was made into the big screen movie Unplanned and was part of the helpful overturn of Roe versus Wade. So
Sounds good.
is there anything you'd like me to be sure and say?
No, I think that's good.
You've got a 30-minute window, I think,
Yes.
so we won't take that long, but
Okay.
we'll talk as much as you want. And
Okay.
I'll just start it now and I'll edit out all of this. So I'm
Okay.
gonna wave my
Sounds good.
hands, help me find that spot again. And,
Yes.
we'll just start. Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. And our website is active-faith.org, and our my email is stevehempel1@me.com. I'm very excited and honored today to have Abby Johnson as our guest today. I've only had, in fact, you're only the third person I've actually interviewed. I usually just tell other people's stories, but it's been fun to start integrating some interviews with people involved in some real life spiritual warfare situations. Yours is very unique. If you don't know the name Abby Johnson, the movie Unplanned was based on her true life story and her, I guess you'd say, somewhat of a transition from an ultra liberal pro-abortion person to a more conservative variety. And then, as we all know, after the movie Unplanned came out, shortly thereafter, the Supreme Court voted and overturned Roe versus Wade. So, hello, Abby, and welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about how all that happened with the movie and then the things you're involved in, ministries you're involved in today to help people.
Yeah, so all of that was true. I had written my book Unplanned in 2010, and then it was published in 2011. And had gone on to write another book, and had not really ever thought much else about it. And then got an email from just some guys. I did not know them, and got an email from some guys, and they said, "Hey, have you ever thought about turning your book Unplanned into a major motion picture?" And I was like, "No." And "No, thank you. Not interested." And they said, "Well, we are very interested, and we're the guys that did God's Not Dead. We've done the God's Not Dead movies." And again, I was like, "Well, now I'm really not interested, because I'm not interested in you turning my life into some kind of cheesy Christian film." And they were like, "Well, we agree. We don't want to turn your life into that either." And they were like, "We know your life is gritty, and we know your story is hard to tell, and we really want to honor that and do it justice. And will you just meet with us?" And I was kind of like, "No, I don't want to." And my husband was like, "I think you should at least hear them out, and hear what they have to say." And so they came down, we met, and I was really still a no. And my husband, though, was so good. He was like, "Have you even prayed about this? I feel like you're not even praying about it. I feel like you're just closing the door." And I had not prayed about it. I didn't want to do it. And he said, you know, Abby, this film, if you do a film, it will reach so many more people than, you know, people just reading a book. And I knew he was right, but honestly, I did not want the vulnerability. I thought, you know, I've already told my story in a book. I go around the country and I tell my story. And just to even imagine, you know, like the most shameful things I've ever done being up on a screen, I was like, I just really am not interested in that at all. And but I knew once I started praying, I knew that's what the Lord was calling me to do.
Well,
And
I'm very thankful that you made yourself a little bit vulnerable. You know, everyone has a life and a past that we're not
yeah.
proud of, those things we've choices we've made, decisions we've made. But I'll just tell you, I am a voter who I vote on two main issues. Where does the party stand on homosexuality and supporting that? Which is now some muddy water when we got people like Andy Stanley even endorsing homosexuality. I'm so disappointed because I've had so many people I've met who just read the Bible and walked out of homosexuality and that lifestyle. But anyway, the other thing is abortion, and I have brought it up in my little groups over the years for many years, and I keep running count of how many babies we've killed, and I've said things like, "How many Einsteins did we abort? How many people who could have done a cancer breakthrough or help society in some amazing way, and we didn't even give them a chance to live." And the argument against it had always been, well, I like the other party because they help social people. Well, what more social justice program could you have than letting somebody live in the first place? So that argument never flew with me. And then when I saw your movie, I was so thankful that you did say yes to that and be vulnerable. And yes, you lived a different life then than you do now. And, you know, we all have forgiveness for things we've done in the past, but you are a huge, huge reason why I believe that abortion was overturned in the United States of America and made a difference in the world. So, first of all, thank you for doing that and for your book. Be sure, if you haven't seen Unplanned, go see it. If you haven't bought her book, get her book, Abby Johnson. It is an amazing story, and it's really, really worth the read and the time. Now, that led to you have at least a couple of ministries you're involved in now. Tell us a little about that and how we can trace you down and help you that way.
I do. Yeah. The first ministry I started is called And Then There Were None. I started that in 2012. And the goal is to basically get every abortion clinic worker in these abortion facilities in the United States into a saving relationship with Christ. And we know that God loves good conversion stories. We see that all through scripture, and my life is proof of that. And so I knew that he really, you know, he creates all of us with the purpose of spending eternity in heaven with him.
Right.
And so there's a lot of wounded, lost souls in these abortion facilities, and people like me, like I once was. And so my heart is really to reach out to them. We know about 70% of the women who work in these facilities are women who have had abortions. And so they are wounded, and they need help. They need Jesus Christ. And so that's what we started doing. We've been miraculously successful at doing that. We have helped over 700 women and a few men leave the industry and come into a saving relationship with Christ. It has been just such a beautiful thing to witness,
That
and we're
is.
still doing it. And those workers then, in turn, you know, part of their healing sometimes is speaking out publicly. And so we're able to then work with state, local, and federal officials, and we've been able to shut down 48 abortion clinics from where they once worked, which has been amazing.
Amazing.
And then in 2019, I saw another need, and that was to help women who are in crisis pregnancies and also single mothers. And so we started an organization called Pro-Love Ministries, and a project of Pro-Love Ministries is Loveline, and it is a 24-hour crisis support line where we are able to triage women and provide full service, comprehensive case management for single mothers and mothers who are expecting a baby. And we've helped over 4,000 women get back on their feet and get off of government assistance. And that has supported over 10,000 children. And so we just keep going. And that is also rooted in Christ. And so changing women's lives through the gospel is really what we're about.
Amen. Well, we give free steaks for abortion clinics. Anybody that wants to donate toward that, there's a place on our website. And I just, again, commend you for what you're doing. Now, tell everyone the websites they can go to find and also donate toward your ministries.
So kind of a one-stop place people can go to is just my website, abbyj.com. My ministries are listed there. My podcast is listed there. All kinds of resources are there. So if people want to go and find out what I'm about in the ministries, they can just go to abbyj.com.
All right, what's your podcast called?
My podcast is called Politely Rude.
Politely
So
Rude.
yeah, my husband, I'm a Southern girl, and my husband said, you always have a way of being politely rude to people. And so when we started the podcast, he said, that is what you need to name it. So that's what we
That's a
call
great name. I did not know that was the name of your podcast. So look up Politely Rude and go to abbyj.com. Is that right?
Yes.
abbyj.com. Before we kind of sign off, would you tell us your view of the real spiritual battles we're facing today as a nation and as a people, and how we should respond?
Well, I think, all of the crises that we're facing as a nation right now is a spiritual, I think we're in spiritual warfare. I think we look at everything that's happening right now. We look at abortion, we look at the LGBT agenda, and I think a lot of times, I think those are the two things that are the biggest wars right now,
Yes.
in our culture, because they're warring for our families. And I think a lot of times we try to separate the two. And we think that they're two separate battles, but they're actually not. They're one and the same. And I say that because the root is the same. So, the root of the sin is not abortion. The root of the LGBT, the homosexuality, it's not homosexuality, right? The root is the same. The root is the destruction of the family. The root is the destruction of the image of Christ. And all of that creates a destructive force on the family. And I believe that will be the final battle in the world, is the destruction of the family. And we're seeing it right now play out in front of us. And you would see that. I mean, I saw it when I worked at the abortion clinic. This was 15 years ago. About 25% of the people that I worked with in the abortion industry were part of the LGBT movement. And there's something really demonic about a person who identifies as homosexual or trans or whatever, a person who identifies as part of that movement, who's sexual act does not end in procreation, right?
Yeah.
Their sexual act is never procreative. There's something really evil about that type of person telling a woman who has life in the womb that they should destroy it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And if it was 25% back 15 years ago, you can imagine how much it is today
Yeah,
in
I'm
the
sure it's
abortion
growing.
industry.
We have
And
said for a
though
long.
those movements are enmeshed together for a reason, because they're both profoundly anti-God and both profoundly anti-life. And so we have to really, the same things that we see in the Old Testament, child sacrifice, baby murder, the things that were happening back then in the Old Testament, there's nothing new under the sun. Those things that were happening in the Old Testament are still happening today. We just call them something more palatable. We
Right.
call them reproductive rights, reproductive justice, choice. So we have to be praying to break that same spirit that we saw in the Old Testament, that spirit of child sacrifice. This is nothing new, but we try to make it into something new. And
Right.
that's really what we're warring against, is that same spirit of child sacrifice, and that destruction of the family.
I agree. And I've showed the picture of Molech holding his arms out to receive the babies in our presentations. I agree with you. It's all spiritual warfare. In fact, I think the biggest problem in the world today is deception. We are deceived into thinking we're something we're not, or that we're someone that we're not. We're deceived into thinking it's a blob tissue instead of a human being. It's crazy to to be criminalized for breaking an egg of an eagle, but not kill a baby the day before it's born. So thank you so much for what you're doing, for what you've done, for your writing, for the movie. I think, do you have one other movie in the works that's
out
there?
I do, yeah. But it's actually a documentary. It's not a narrative. It's a documentary called Unthinkable. And it is, we gathered about 36 former abortion clinic workers together to really tell all of the evils of the abortion industry. People want to see it. People say it's even more powerful than Unplanned. So if people want to know more information about that, they can go to Unthinkable Doc, DOC, like documentary, unthinkabledoc.com. You can find out how to get a screener to screen it in your church, in your pro-life group, wherever you'd like.
Unthinkabledoc.com.
Yes.
Okay. Look that up too. Thank you so much for being with us today, Abby. Wish you the best in all your future endeavors. And thank you for kingdom work that you're continuing to do. Have
thank
a great
you.
day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.